From the PEN Studios, this is the Imperfect Moms Club with your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
Happy Thanksgiving from the team at the Imperfect Moms Club. On today's episode, we're sharing hacks for when mom isn't feeling well.
Of the Imperfect Moms Club, I'm sick. so we're going to talk about sick moms and how we survive. Because I feel like there's ways, there's things that we do to cope, you know? I mean, you're a mom. You can't just stop being mom.
Exactly.
How bad you feel. So
there's all those memes of
even if you have a partner, like sometimes that partner is like not available or whatever, and you kind of have to deal with it. So this is how we do that. So Brittany, take it away.
So I just want to say, I don't know if they're still playing, but they have these commercials where like you'll see a guy and he'll like open the door and he's like, "Hey Ted, like I'm really not feeling good today. I'm gonna have to take today off, you know, see you tomorrow." And then like the camera turns and it's like a baby in the crib. And Ted's like, moms don't really get sick days. We just, we don't really get sick days. So here's my thing. The TV is your friend. Like screens are your friend.
Yes.
All right. Your kids are going to end up watching 3 straight hours of Paw Patrol, maybe more. That's okay. It's just for today. It's just for today.
Mommy has to survive or else the kids won't survive.
Exactly.
Remember that.
I wrote down, so we're in a new age of grocery shopping now. And now with the pandemic, it's become more evolved. So if you can get groceries delivered to your house, do it.
Yes.
Do it. You know, for the prepackaged food, soup in a can, Lunchables for the kids, just do it. And add paper plates and that kind of stuff to your grocery list because you don't want to be doing dishes right now. Like, no. Just.
I love that. You
know, now is not the time to save the trees. There are other times for that. This is not this time. If you can call grandma or a friend and have her take the kids for the day, like totally do it. It's to ask for help, which I think is the hardest part, is admitting that we can't do it and we need help.
Yeah, you know? I'm so bad at asking for help. Like we were just talking about this morning. Like I don't ask for help until I'm like dying. And then I just get angry. Mm-hmm. And then like, I'll look at my husband and be like, "You should have known that I needed help." But he's like, "Dude, you got to ask. You got to verbalize because I can't read your mind, right?" Hashtag all women.
I know. It's like I'm dropping so many hints right now. Like, hello.
Like, look at me. Look at my face. Do I look okay?
One of my favorite episodes of me dropping hints to my husband was I had been smushing the trash down for like a whole day, like just pushing it. Every time I had to go put something in the trash, just pushing it down, because it was getting full. And I remember pushing something in there and I looked over at Mike and I'm like, "Hey, the trash is getting really full." And he's just like,
"Yep."
And then he went right back to whatever he was doing. And I was like,
"Oh my God.
Hello." You gotta ask for help. And now this, what I'm going to say next works for older kids. Like even older toddlers, it'll sometimes make an impact. But if we're talking babies, like this next tip's going to just fly off your, like, it's not going to work.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's Holly, you're saying.
Yeah. Holly's not going to listen to this. She's going to be like, huh? So for me, like I figured out it's okay to tell your kids, "Hey, mommy isn't feeling really good today. And I'm not going to be able to play with you today, or not really going to be able to go to the park, whatever. I just need to lay down." Now, if your kids are a little bit older, you might have to like say that several times throughout the day and be like, "Mommy doesn't feel good." Sometimes the kids will start like playing doctor with you, which I'm just all for it. I'll just lay on the couch and they're like checking my heartbeat. My daughter was checking my temperature. She had this little play thermometer. She put it on my knee. And she looks at it and I'm like, "So how am I? How is it?" And she goes, "You are 25 cents.
That's amazing. That's so cute. And sorry, just a sidebar. So Lily does that too, but she calls it temper purr.
The temper purr.
How cute is that? Like, how cute is that? She'll go, "We need to check a temper purr." And it's like the best. She'll use literally anything. She has like a hair tie And yeah. she'll put it on my forehead or on my, like, any body part. And she's like, check the temperature. And it's like, my heart explodes every time. Anyway.
That's so cute. So that reminds me. So we have like a little play doctor kit that we have in our kindergarten room. And we were talking about community helpers and doctors. So we had the kit out and I had little baby dolls for them to play with. And this little girl is like, her vocabulary is through the roof for a kindergartner. And she's looking over the doll and she has her little friend with her and she's going, I don't know. It's looking really serious. It's looking real bad. And I'm just sitting back and like observing. She's like, I don't know if she's going to make it. And I'm like, okay, whoa, what's going on? How morbid are we going to get here?
Like, oh my God. I'm
on a medication or something for this poor baby doll. Like, please. Oh. I don't want them playing funeral afterwards.
Oh.
That'd be awful. Last thing I'm going to say about sick moms, drink your fluids. Drink your fluids.
Oh yeah. And that doesn't mean coffee.
It doesn't count. That doesn't count. Just drink your fluids. If you have to throw a little splash of lemon in there, or if you can get a Gatorade, just drink your fluids. Stay hydrated.
Yep. I'm so bad about drinking water. Like I'm terrible about it. I like how I'm supposed to be like, I'm supposed to have my own hacks to like help moms, but I'm like, Hey Brittany, what do I do? What have I been doing? Crying? it's not that bad. I just, I don't know. Like the Lily playing doctor thing helps because, she's at that age now where like, she wants to give me a checkup. And so like, I'll tell her like, mommy needs a checkup. And then she'll like, let me lay there. And then she'll like check my knee or, you know, my nose or whatever. And I'll ask her like, how's mommy's nose? And she'll be like, it's okay. And I'm really good. And, cause otherwise like she never wants me to lay down or like sit down. She's always like, mommy, no, mommy. But like when she's giving me a checkup, like it's cool. So when I'm sick, I'm like, mommy needs a checkup. Like mommy's not feeling well, but yeah, the telling, she's still too young. Like I can't just be like, mom's not feeling well. Like we need to play slowly or whatever. Cause, sometimes she'll do that, but she'll think that like a second later, like mommy's feeling better. So like, she doesn't understand that like, no, I'm like still not feeling well.
Yeah.
So like, if I tell her like, mommy's not feeling well, she's going to sit down. Like she'll a millisecond later be like, okay, it's time to play. And I'm like, no, but
I'm still not feeling good. I didn't recover that fast.
So, for me, it's just bath time. Like she loves. And I just put her in there and I just like let her, like, it just works for everything, but especially me not feeling well. Like I just, you know, you know, it's like, she's kind of sick too, but like for some reason, like me and Paul have been sicker this week than the girls have. And they're really snotty, but like, we've been coughing a lot and, you know, she coughs, Lily coughs, but she's always like, I'm okay. And then she like
right after she coughs.
Yes. Oh my God. And every time she falls, every time anything happens, she's always like, I'm okay. But like, so just, like I was talking to my mom and my mom, like, you know, she's not around Lily all the time. So she's not used to that. And so like talking to my mom and then, you know, Lily's hacking up a lung and then she goes, I'm okay. And my mom just starts dying laughing. And like, I'm like, what? And my mom's like, she said, I'm okay. And I'm like, yeah, she does that. You know, it's really cute. I think she got that from Puppy Dog Pals. Cause in the first episode, Hissy like falls off the couch and she goes, I'm okay. And she does that twice.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, Lily, I think is imitating that, but yeah. I didn't realize that until like, we were watching Puppy Dog Pals and we saw that episode and I was like, oh, that's where she gets it from. But yeah, anyway, so it, it's just rough. Like, especially like when they're really little, like I feel like as Lily gets a little bit older, like maybe when she's 3, it'll be easier to like get her to give me a little bit of a break. But yeah, right now it's just, I'm just sick. And if I don't ask Paul for help, then I'm just like, SOL, like, you know, so just it's bath time. It's like whatever snack she wants, like it's extra snack time. Like, I don't care how close it is to your lunchtime. Like, here's some more cookies. Like, you know,
sure. You're just in survival mode.
Yeah. You know? So like, I'll be like, yeah, let's watch more TV or like whatever you want, or it's fine. Like, let's watch the same YouTube video for the millionth time today. Like mommy needs to sit down, you know? All like the parenting things that I told myself I want to do, like that all just flies right out the window. Like if I'm not feeling good, I'm like, we're going to watch TV and we're going to take like 5 baths. I don't care. Like just, you can color on the floor. Like I'll clean it up later. Like do whatever you want. Like my house, mi casa, su casa.
The Imperfect Moms Club is brought to you by...
Look at that, huh?
So they just magically showed up. I mean, literally, I just opened the door and they were there.
I ordered them, honey.
Oh!
We are very happy with our new Casper.
The comfort is like a Lucius cloud, one of the softer clouds. But it's also a firm cloud, like a Aratio cloud. Always want to be a weatherman.
Guess who I am?
It's the most exciting thing that's happened in our bedroom in a long time. Long time, right?
This episode is brought to you by Sally Hansen. Introducing new It Takes Two, your favorite Sally Hansen Miracle Gel. Now available in one convenient pack. Two simple steps, color and top coat for an up to 8-day mani. Our newest innovation from the Sally Hansen Miracle Gel that you love. So you can create a perfect manicure anywhere. Find Sally Hansen at your local retailer.
This is the Imperfect Moms Club on PEN. Get in touch with the show through the PEN listener hotline at 833-PODS-NET. That's 833-763-7638. And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
Yeah.
Just have at it. Like that's future mommy's problem.
I just have visions of her being like so wrinkled because you know how after you get out of the bathtub, just like her entire body.
She just like looks like a 90-year-old woman. And she's like, mommy, what is this? And I'm like, oops. Like, yeah. But I mean, like, you know, she's having fun. You know, and her skin will bounce back.
It's fine. She's young. She's got that youthful skin. Yeah. I remember one time I was so sick. I was this close to calling an ambulance. I really was. No. So Mike was gone for like a whole week and I was all by myself and I didn't have any family around or anything.
No.
And I had like, she wasn't even like 1 year old yet, Molly. She was so little. And Clara was like 2 or like had just turned, like she was, they're both really little. And I remember being so sick. I think I like left work early, which I never do. I always just power through. Like I don't care.
Oh yeah,
I had to leave work early and I stayed home the next day. And I remember just trying so hard to like, you know, keep up with the baby and feed her. And then like Clara was still in diapers and all this stuff. And I remember laying on the floor of the bathroom tile because it was cold and I was laying there and I had been like vomiting and all this stuff and I was like, I cannot move and I don't know how the heck I'm going to take care of these kids for the next 3 hours because Mike was coming home in just like 3 hours. I was like, I've got 3 hours, I gotta push the 3 hours, but I might have to call an ambulance. Like I don't know if I can do it. I was so close, but somehow I like crawled back into bed and I think I had Clara in bed with me and luckily Molly was sleeping and Mike had to get a ride home. I couldn't pick him up at the airport. And I remember just feeling such relief when I saw him walking down the hallway. I was like, and he took the kids. I just rolled over and just passed out. I was so sick. And I think I made it worse because I was trying to take care of all these other kids, you know, and I wasn't letting myself rest. I was like, what am I going to tell them? The ambulance people are going to come here and be like, you don't need to go to the hospital. And I'm like, no, I need help.
Yeah. Like it's so crazy to me that like, as moms, we just forget to take care of ourselves, but it's crazy because if we're not functional, then like we can't take care of our kids. So it's crazy that like, we know that, but we're still not able to like take care of ourselves a lot of the time. Like I have the same. So it's funny you mentioned, well, it's, your story isn't funny. It's, you know, well, I'm sorry, you're so sick, but like it reminds me. So Paul was away. Why is it, does this always happen when the husbands are away? I don't know. But so Paul was away at a conference and I remember we talked on the phone. It was like nighttime and I was going to sleep and I had like a pizza, like a French baguette pizza, whatever, frozen. And I think it was like, it was bad or there was something going on. And so as I'm talking to him on the phone, I'm telling him like, my stomach really hurts, you know? So I like leave and I'm like, I'm just going to go to sleep. I threw up every 10 minutes all night long. So Lily was like 4 months old at this time. And so she's in the bassinet in the room. I was so terrorized because she was sleeping. I didn't want to wake her up and I knew I had to throw up. So like, I was like, I don't know. Like I'm not like, I don't pray, but I was like, come on universe. Like, come on, like, don't do this to me. Like, please, like, don't wake up my child, you know? And so I did call an ambulance, but it wasn't until the morning when I like no longer needed it. Cause I was so concerned with Lily that like, I didn't think that like, hey, I need some like medication right now. Like I need to stop vomiting. So like, I would just like, I was so concerned with vomiting quietly or like, you know, being like, I literally like at one point she woke up to eat. I had just enough time to make her bottle and then I had to go throw up.
Oh no.
And then I had to feed her the bottle. And so like all night I'm like hugging this trash can, like, and I was like up all night. I was so tired. And so I called Paul and I was like, I'm going to the hospital. Like I'm throwing up all night. And he's like, oh my God. So he was able to get an earlier flight home, but man, like that was so hard. And then like, because I went to the hospital on ambulance, like they had to like strap Lily in her car seat in the ambulance. So like I have a picture of her just like on the like ambulance chair, like with the seatbelt, and she just looks so sad, which like and so like just, you know. And then because they took me in the ambulance, I didn't have shoes on when they got me, so I left the hospital. I had to Uber home with Lily in her car seat without shoes on. And then I got home and I still had to wait like 2 hours for like Paul to come home. And then as soon as he got home, I was like, I'm going to bed.
Yes, I'm done.
I was like, I am going to sleep. Like, goodbye.
I have run the marathon and I'm done. I'm done now.
I was like, can I die now? I'm going to die now.
Yes.
But yeah, that was like the worst experience ever. Like, I can't, like, I felt like I was like, man, like hashtag mom life, like peak. That was like my peak mom moment. Like I was like, if there's ever a time where I was like a super mom, like this was it.
I
threw up all night and my kid didn't, like, I didn't wake up literally. I don't know how, like, because it probably velociraptor
quietly throwing up. Like, I don't even,
I probably won't. Like, I sound like a freaking velociraptor when I'm vomiting, like, just like, sorry, but TMI, whatever, but yeah, no, I sound like a dinosaur. So like, I'm very, very surprised. Yeah. She didn't, she was able to sleep, but yeah, I did not get any sleep that night. But anyway, yeah, that was an ordeal.
I feel like every mom has to have a story kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have a story where they like threw up while driving their kid to daycare or something, you know, something. We all have a story.
We all have the badge. Like, oh, this, we have like the mom badge. Mom was sick. Mom threw up.
Seriously, I think I talked about it in an earlier episode. I want a sash, like a Girl Scout sash, and I want an iron-on patch for all the cool things I have lived through. And I want to have it. And then I want all the other moms to have one. You can be like, oh, you too? What? You know? And we can be BFFs. Yeah.
Yeah. I am.
Have like nothing on their sash. You're like, oh, you just wait.
You don't even know, man. So that time I was in the hospital, and this is the last thing I'll say about it, but I had to like change like a blowout poop.
Oh, of course.
Like on the hospital gurney that I was on, like as I'm like too tired to like be alive. So yeah, so that'll definitely be a badge, like change the messy poop on a hospital gurney badge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I definitely deserved like all of the, like I took like a 4-hour nap and I had a lot of wine after I woke up.
And your dreams are super funky. Like I always feel like I have the weirdest dreams when I'm sick and I wake up and I'm so disoriented.
Yeah.
Is this real?
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, I needed a lot of sleep and a lot of wine that day. But anyway, so yeah, be sure to try any of those hacks that Brittany mentioned, or, you know, if you wanted to commiserate, you know, leave us comments to talk about, tell us some of your badges that you have.
Yes. I want to hear your story. I want to hear it.
Want to get in touch with the show? Email us at imperfect@podcastentertainment.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Imperfect Moms Club.